USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The partial government shutdown is over.
I'm excited that the government will be reopening. I think it's about time.
Let's go back to work on Monday. I can't wait.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
The shutdown ends. 800,000 federal workers will get their paycheck. Millions of Americans who depend on federal government services will be getting those services once again.
It's a deal that the president had said he wouldn't make, but he did extract one promise from it. Congressional leaders will now spend the next 3 weeks negotiating a border security package.
If we don't get a fair deal from Congress, the government will either shut down on February 15th again, or I will use the powers afforded to me under the laws and the Constitution of the United States to address this emergency.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA, that's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
A Florida police chief's decision not to release the names of some of the five women killed in a bank shooting this week represents the first test of a new victim's privacy law. Florida specifically allows crime victims to prevent the disclosure of information that could be used to locate or harass them or their families. First Amendment advocates say allowing crime victims to determine what information gets released sets a dangerous precedent. Roger Stone says he's preparing for the fight of his life, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Former Trump advisor Robert Stone said in a Fox News interview Friday that the indictment brought against him as part of special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation is thin and is really about silencing him. But Stone says he was prepared for the fight of his life. The indictment unsealed Friday does not charge Stone with conspiring with WikiLeaks, which published emails of Democrats during the 2016 campaign, or with the Russian officers Mueller says hacked them. Instead, it accuses him of lying about his interactions related to WikiLeaks. Leaks released during probes by Congress and Mueller's team.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Senator Marco Rubio has issued a warning that Russia is a major political ally of Venezuela and that Moscow has plans to establish a military presence there. John Clemens reports.
The Republican senator from Florida reports Vladimir Putin has pledged his support of Maduro's regime in Caracas.
The enormous majority of Americans do not want Vladimir's military anywhere in our hemisphere. And that's precisely what will happen if Maduro remains in power. That alone is a national security threat to the United States.
The embattled government of Nicolas Maduro has won support from its armed forces as Russia has issued a warning to the U.S. not to intervene in what has been called an attempted coup. I'm John Clemens.
A special envoy is named to handle the situation in Venezuela. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is backing the leader of Venezuela's parliament to serve as president while calling for Nicolas Maduro to step down.
We hope to work with him to achieve this end, that we can ultimately have a free and fair election in Venezuela where the voices of the Venezuelan people, who under the Maduro regime have been starved, enormous medical and humanitarian situation.
Pompeo was named veteran GOP diplomat Elliot Abrams to be the U.S. point person on Venezuela. He served in various State Department roles during the Reagan and George W. Bush administrations, but is well known for being convicted of withholding information from Congress about the infamous Iran-Contra affair. He was later pardoned by President George H.W. Bush.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.